nourished and encouraged by things like Indomedia.
Okay, it's Diamond Dave. And I got Slim Chance and Megan here. And they're going to be they're organizing and going to be organizing and putting together a caravan. We'll be talking about that, heading for the Southland, heading for New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. And we're going to be talking about that a bit. And also, we want to call back to have a call down to the people who are going to be down there, who are getting things going and who are feeding the people. And Dapper Dave, yeah. Could we have a call in? Could we put a call in here? Let's put some music on. I know a lady, I believe we got from the old days, from Bob Dylan in his early 20s. I think we got Baby Please Don't Go down to New Orleans because I miss you so. And since that's where we're going to be heading, I believe it's perfectly appropriate. Take it away, Dave.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know it hurt me so. Baby, I'm way down here. I give a damn for a beer. Baby, please don't go. I'm out from the farm. I'm on patch from the farm. I'm on bus me and fine, didn't do no wrong, baby, please don't go. Baby, I'm waiting long. Baby, I'm waiting long. Baby, I'm waiting long. Baby, please don't go. 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 Times I ever had, baby, please don't go, baby, please don't go, baby, please don't go. Jagged diamonds is hard, jagged diamonds is hard, jagged diamonds is hard, but it's the only kind, jagged diamonds. Well, I don't know what I mean, but there's the money I mean. Well, I got two cars looking, one's an eight of diamonds, the other's an ace of spades. All is the ace of spades, all is the ace of spades. Honey, I need you now. Honey, I need you now. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to Jacksonville Town. Maybe I need you so, and I love you so.
Okay, it's just 10:30 now, San Francisco time, 8:30 New Orleans time. And hey, Food Not Bombs, hey, Felipe, hey, Saxophone Joe, welcome to Internet Radio going around the planet. But I want to introduce you to Slim and Megan. Slim and Megan have been organizing. Hey, why don't you tell the people down there and the people around the world, around the planet, or what you guys are doing. Go ahead, you guys.
Howdy, folks. Hey. How you doing down there in New Orleans?
We're doing pretty good right now.
Okay, go ahead. Speak
very fortunate to be in, my house is in a neighborhood that did not flood, and there's a whole strip along the Mississippi River, the entire strip along the Mississippi River for about 10 blocks on the east bank of the Mississippi River, all the way, you know, from downtown to uptown New Orleans, which did not flood. And there's some wind damage around here, but it doesn't look that different around here from the way it looked.
Well, it's still kind of deserted, isn't it? People are coming back, but still in a kind of a trickle. Or is it a stream by now?
Well, I'm not sure. I see more people every single day, and it's definitely time for people to come. Even in the flooded areas, they're dry now. The water's gone, except for the lower Ninth Ward, which is almost dry. But the rest of the city, other than the lower Ninth Ward, the water's gone. And you can see the water line as you go towards the lake. You can see it get from, you know, 2 feet to 3 feet to 4 feet and higher as you go. But it's time to come home. All those people out there, it's time to come and see what you can salvage out of your house. And most of these houses are not destroyed. The houses are not, most of them are not destroyed. There are areas where they are, but even in the flood zone, the houses need a lot of work, and they need to be taken care of and to be fixed up, but they're definitely not destroyed.
Most
of the city will be able to survive if people fix it up.
So, and we're going to about talk about what you guys are going to be doing with the Welcome Home Cafe. But before you do, I want to ask Slim Chance and Megan to talk a bit about what they're going to be doing, heading in that direction. So, give a listen, Joe. Give a listen, you guys. And what's happening with you guys? This is Slim Chance and Megan from Spaz. We know Spaz from the Rainbow Gathering when back in the day when they used to be doing that, doing the raves in the early days back up in the parking lot in their tent. But anyway, that's a good introduction. But go ahead, Slim, what's happening?
Well, myself and Megan here, as well as other folks from the Spaz Collective, the Flower Shop Collective, Catabatic, and Circo Mutante, we're all going to be heading down. We just converted a couple buses this year to run on grease. And you know, I've had a chance to road test them and get out there and find out what work it is to do that kind of a venture. But we're going to be loading up our vehicles with as much stuff as we can gather from the lists of all the different organizations down there. And we'll be heading that way around the end of the month, the 21st.
Yeah, and I hear you, and Megan, I hear you guys are bringing down a couple of buses and a flatbed truck, too. So you're going to be bringing a lot of stuff, what's going to be needed to put out there. Is that right?
That's right. We're bringing kitchen supplies, medical and hygiene supplies. We're also bringing many skilled volunteers. We're also offering people rides if they're trying to get back to that area, people from New Orleans who have either been displaced, who we can pick up along the way, or folks in San Francisco who are trying to get back to help out loved ones. We're also bringing communications technologies, internet phones, internet communications access, so that every time that we set up camp while we're helping another grassroots organization, while we like help set up with their kitchens or whatever, we can also set up a little media center so that the public can use so that they can communicate, find loved ones, and also have sort of a global voice and get their message out to the world of what's really going on the ground.
Shoot, and this is a perfect segue. So either Joe or put Felipe on and tell us a bit about what you guys are going to be doing. I know the grand opening is Monday of the What the Welcome Home Cafe. So, hey, are you there?
Let me tell you a little bit about that. We're opening up the Welcome Home Cafe in Washington Square Park on Monday. And we're going to have a kitchen there, and we're going to have a medical facility there. And there are also several, there'll be another link in the chain because there are several grassroots organizations working in the area. There's a group called the Common Ground Collective in Algiers, which is doing really great work over there. They already have a media center, an internet center, and they've got a radio station running down here as well.
In fact, that station.
Then there's also a woman named Mama D in Mid City, and people are working around her house. And so we're going to be another link in the chain, and we're going to have our grand opening on Monday. It's the Welcome Home Kitchen, Cafe, and Medical Facility, and we're going to need a lot of energy down here. So that's going to be a good place to hook in. And we're not the Red Cross, and we're not we're a grassroots organization, and the main goal is to be able to get the people home, especially the poor people. There's people in Houston, there's people in Jackson, there's people in Baton Rouge. Well, that's not so far, but there's people scattered all around the region from here, and some people have been sent as far as Idaho and Utah and California, and some of them don't have the means to get back. And it's really important for people, for the people of New Orleans to come home, because that's the culture of New Orleans, is the people. And the culture of New Orleans is one of the greatest, it's one of the greatest cultural centers in America. It's the heartbeat of America. It's the soul of America. This is where jazz was born. There was so much great blues and rock and roll and rhythm and blues and gospel music comes out of this town. It's born here. And it comes from the people here, and the people are scattered. And so we're setting up the Welcome Home Kitchen because the people need it. Because the people need it. When they get back and find out that there's nothing left of all their belongings, that when there's flooding, people lose everything, and they lose all their family pictures and everything they ever owned is just gone. And they're going to need some support here. Down here when they come home, because they need to come home and rebuild their lives and fix up their homes, and we're here to do whatever we can to help them, starting with a hot meal and some medical treatment, and we'll be doing that on Monday. This Monday will be our grand opening.
Yeah, tell us a bit about Washington.
Home.
Tell us a bit about Washington Square, and then I want to get back to you because you're coming up here, Joe, with the band with the New Orleans Jazz Vipers.
The New Orleans Jazz Vipers. That's right.
We'll get back to you about that, but why don't you put Felipe on?
Yeah, here's Felipe right here. Hold on. You're on the radio, live on the radio.
Okay, this is Felipe Chavez. I come from Gainesville, Wisconsin. I'm here to, creators brought us here together to share good energy with our relatives here. We're supporting the relatives who want to come back to their home, New Orleans, and support and perhaps rejuvenate the spirit that's here about the indigenous. And we're talking about our relatives that have come before us and all the sacrifices, things they've gone through. We can't just give up on that. I feel like what an honor to be here. Just like the Blues Brothers say, we're getting the band back together. We're on a mission from God, and this is it, to be here right now and to serve our relatives from all colors, all tribes. And what an honor to be here. And I hope that people that throughout America is sharing. America, to me, patriotism is sharing with the relatives that are in need. That's what America is all about. And I hope we don't, exclude that from our thoughts and our prayers. And think about the commitment we have to mankind, what compassion is all about. It's something we learn about in the churches every Sunday and talk about, but initiating it, not just with the words, but initiating it, what love and compassion is all about, is sharing with our relatives in New Orleans. There's such a beautiful history here, and the music is incredible.
Well, Felipe.
Like everybody. Felipe.
Felipe, I have with me here Megan and Megan and Slim Chance from Spaz, and they're going to be bringing. They got a couple of buses that they've turned to rolling on grease.
Wait a minute, David. Calm down, just a minute.
Okay.
You all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Let me take a deep breath.
Well, I thought I was recording then.
Okay, no, this is totally live. Hey, Felipe. So they're going to be coming down on the 21st. They're leaving here with a caravan, and they're going to be bringing
to come to New Orleans.
Yeah, well, that's what we're just talking up now. And okay. So give it a list.
Okay, David.
So they're interested in the kind of stuff you're going to need as you set up the cafe. They'll be down on the 21st. They know you from the Rainbow Gathering, from Kid Village, and they know what we
all
like
right.
to do is to feed
Thank
a
you.
Lot of people.
Thank
so
you.
Talk a bit. You got that now?
Yeah, I do, David.
Okay, talk a bit about the cafe.
Well, the welcome home means much more than the words, because people that are coming back to check out their homes, people that come back to New Orleans where their home is in the first place for many generations, perhaps their ancestors, their grandmas, grandpas, they're coming back. They haven't given up. They're coming back. We want to serve them in a good way, a very humble way, is to serve them a hot meal when they get into town. And feel free to stop at Washington Park. And there's going to be a hot meal there waiting for you. And welcome back to New Orleans. And all you relatives that are coming back, we love you, and we missed you. And there's a lot of musicians going to come and celebrate that life also. It's a new life, a new beginning, and let's all, you know, keep aware of that. Be aware that it's a new beginning, and we're all going to be here together. And what an honor to be here.
Well, what are some of the things that that you probably need as the cafe? Because you're going to be feeding a lot of people, and I'm sure three meals a day there. And this is going to develop organically there in the Washington Square Park. So tell them some of that, because they're going to be loading up and trying to acquire what's needed and rolling on down to New Orleans and Waveland as well. So talk a bit about that. What's really needed?
Okay, well, New Orleans, we don't have a lot of the benefits that Waveland has. We just started this kitchenette. We started the one in Waveland, but we moved on to what our needs are. So we have enough equipment, perhaps, for another kitchen here and spread the message of compassion and love for all the relatives that are in need. And that's why we're here. We're on a mission from God. And whenever, you know, we need burners, we need propane, we need various things that will help us, you know, do this in a good way. We want to say we love you. Are you still there, David?
I'm right here. We're listening, and the world is listening as well. Because this is...
Okay, well, I'm saying that there's a lot of culture. There's a lot of culture here. There's a lot of ancestors here. The spirits, they remain here. This is an altar here for culture. And way back in time when there was slavery here, there's a lot of lies. We've been touched here. There's a lot of changes. There's a lot of... And people that believe the government has been really dealt them in a good way. And I feel ashamed of that. But, you know, you can't take care of our relatives that are in need. And I'm a veteran myself. And I feel like, hey, we're here to say, hey, what's America all about if not to share? If not to show compassion for our relatives that are in need? And we've done that throughout the world. And how about now here in New Orleans?
All right. Hey, Felipe.
I love you.
Hey, Felipe, why don't you have somebody from Food Not Bombs there too, right?
Yeah.
Put him on. Or her on.
Okay, Food Not Bombs. Come on, you're at your best.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, what's up, man?
Okay, is this Ross?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Ross, we got some folks here from Spaz who are going to be coming down there with a caravan. They got two veggie buses and a flatbed truck on the 21st. So I wanted you to I wanted them to let you know listen, they're going to talk a bit about what they're going to be doing and the kind of things they're going to be bringing down, so we can hook it all up right here on the air as the world listens. So, hey, Slim, talk a bit about what you guys are doing again. This is Ross from Hartford Food Not Bombs.
Howdy, Ross. It's good to talk to you here on the radio, on Enemy Combatant Radio. And, our deal that we're doing, we're calling it the Countercurrent Coalition. And like Diamond Dave said, we've got a couple grease-powered buses that we're going to be taking down, as well as a couple army tents and kitchens, and as well as a couple actual reading libraries and communications and networks of different sorts, and some different radio stations, possibility of Yeah, linking up some internet cafes and that sort of thing, as well as we're planning on bringing down a tool lending library as well. And hoping to hook up with community members like we've been talking to the folks from Common Ground. And I don't know, personally, I would just like to lend a hand with getting more like education going, more free school type stuff. We've got a lot of circus equipment as well as different like accessible technologies to introduce to people, and also to, you know, find out more of just what will work on the ground down there as far as doing things in a sustainable manner and using what's there.
So, Ross, are you there?
I am.
Ross?
Yep.
Are you there? So, anyway, tell us
can
a bit.
Know?
Is there going to be room for a room in the at the park at the Washington Square for other tents for people to connect? Tell us a bit about that.
Other tents?
You just heard the kind of things they'd like to do.
Yeah, there should be room for all of that. It's a very small park. I mean, a lot of it is taken up by feeding, but there's a lot of room in the city for volunteers. It's very necessary for people to come down here.
Okay. And you guys are going to be opening one day. We're going to be talking to Waveland a little later in this hour. And they have an internet cafe already in Waveland, so all these connections can be made, and we're kind of like weaving a tapestry here on the air. Megan, do you have something you'd like to say to Ross? These are the people who are going to be on the ground, who are already on the ground in New Orleans.
Well, part of our mission is not just to come down and operate as an autonomous unit, but what we want to do is we want to be able to come down to help groups like yours so that we can strengthen and further what's going on the ground. Our buses will be made available to groups like yours so that we can do supply runs for you, going to areas where they do have more supplies or perhaps where there's donations to pick up. And we want to be able to get in touch with as many groups on the ground before we go, and have been able to get in touch with many already, such as like Common Ground and the Huma Nation, and really find out what your needs are, not just in terms of needing food or water for your kitchens, but also what kind of skills you need volunteers to have, what kind of tasks you need carried out.
Okay, did you hear all that, Ross?
I heard some of it.
Okay,
what we need down here is people to know how to do drywall and construction. So volunteers that know how to do that would be really crucial, because that's a lot of the work that needs to be done. Or just people that who are willing to like drag moldy books out of people's places.
Okay,
that's a lot of what needs to be done down here.
Now, do you have a email down there? Some way they could connect?
Not really. We don't have the internet set up yet. I mean,
okay,
things are still very.
Okay, well, they're going to be bringing that down with them for sure.
To the internet.
So they're going to be bringing that down with them for sure, and so we'll be connecting. Do you have
tools? Are very important down here: brooms, rakes, chainsaws, tools to rebuild.
Okay.
Excellent. We're going to try to bring a lot of those as much as we can.
Great.
And hopefully a lot of skilled builders as well.
Great.
Perfect.
That's what's really, really going to be crucial down here.
So we're hooking, because the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and we can do more together than any of us can do on our own. Hey, look, so guys, so I want to, can you, is there anything else for us you'd like to say at the moment?
No.
I'll call you back Thursday, and we'll have some people from Spaz here Thursday, and you can let us know what's going on after the grand opening.
Okay, sounds good.
Why don't you put Joe on, because his band is coming up here, and we can talk about doing some benefits. He's going to be up here on the week of the 15th, I think. So let's end with Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, well, tell us, I know the Jazz Vipers, the New Orleans Jazz Vipers. I looked at your website, and it says that you're going to be here for the week of the 15th. That's all it says on the website.
Okay, I wish I could tell you more. I don't have access to a website here, and our fiddle player that's got all the information is in Austin, Texas right now.
Well, let us know, and we can put it up there, and we'd like to do some benefits on this side so we can help get stuff to bring down there in the great flow of life.
That sounds great.
Because
sounds
great. It says the week of the 15th.
We are playing at the opening of a new museum. You know the new museum that's opening around that time, a brand new museum?
Yeah, the Dion. The De Young, the San Francisco Art Museum, is opening up. It's not only a new museum, it's the new museum in Golden Gate Park. So you guys are opening for that.
That might be it. That might be it.
It is it. It's in all the newspapers. It's a big deal. It's the De Young. It's got the longest history. So let's try to, well, how we can connect with that and put that to some good use. That'll be a good thing. Well, hey, brothers. Hey, sisters. Anybody else want to say something?
Anybody else want to say something? Want to talk? Maria, would you like to talk?
Yeah, Maria, let's hear from Maria.
Okay, here's Felipe. He'd like to say something else.
Okay, hey, Felipe.
Hold on.
Hey, Joe, we'll see you up here on the 15th.
Okay, David.
Okay.
David.
Yes, I'm right here, and so is the world. Internet radio, enemy combatant radio.
Okay, David, I want to say from New Orleans, the spirits are high. There's a lot of relatives really glad to be back. And we're welcoming the rest of them to come on home. Come on home to the roots, the music, the spirit that brings you here in the first place. Because here we are. We're waiting for you.
In Washington Square.
We're waiting for you at Washington Park. We're going to have a hot meal for you.
The
Faubourg Marigny. We're waiting for you. Come on home. We love you. Okay?
All right, Felipe. David. And we'll call back next Thursday to get an update and 4 days after the grand opening and you let us know what's going on. What's up for it, what's down for it, and it's around. Hey, do you have any last words to say to them before Slim and Megan, before they go off?
Okay, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for your patience, your appreciation, your openness to your hearts, because that's just going to make a change in this world, is opening our hearts to what's happening. And the realism of it is truth will overcome a lot of things that ain't supposed to be here in the first place.
All right, Felipe.
Here we are. We represent truth. And we love you.
Okay, we love you too. Take care, brothers. Take care, sisters. Let's do a segue. Put on the next from that Dylan from 62. And so we're going to be talking, we're going to do a little segue. So that's the Washington Square, soon to be the Welcome Home Cafe in the heart of New Orleans.
This cafe is called Welcome Home Cafe.
We got that.
Portland. Okay, David.
Okay, take care, brothers.
All right, see you down there.
David.
What?
David.
What? I'm right here.
Okay, brother, thank you for being there.
I'm right here, and we're right here, and we'll see you there.
Hey, David, we love you.
We love you,
Come on to New Orleans and visit with us. It's a very humble park. You know what? You're at home, okay?
Okay, we got it. Take care, Felipe.
I love you.
Take care, everybody.
Okay, we just went on Natural Rock.
First time I ever worked in East Orange, New Jersey. Folks, never go to East Orange, New Jersey. It's a horrible town. I went out to play in a coffee house in East Orange, New Jersey. It was a chess-playing coffee house out there. It was so bad, people playing chess out there. That's all I thought about was chess and chess and chess. People come up to me, you play a song, and play a real quiet song in the middle of the song, you hear a check. And, hey, that was a good move, and all kinds of stuff like that. And, folks, it was so bad, I had a little dream out there the first night I worked about this chess-playing stuff. I dreamt I went to work out in East Orange, New Jersey, and about time I quit in 2 days, and I went there to ask the guy for my money. I says, can I have some money? I work 2 days for you. He says, well, okay, we don't pay money around here, though. I says, yeah. He says, yeah, we pay chessmen. I said, give me my chessmen. Then I worked 2 days. I was sort of, didn't really figure, I thought he was lying at first, but I took it anyway. He gave me a king and a queen for working 2 days. I said, fine, that's okay. So I took my king and queen, went down to a bar, nearest bar I could find. I walked in the bar and I ordered a pint. I got in the bar, a bartender, I says, can I have a pint? I'll be damned if you didn't give me a pint. He asked me for the money, I gave him my king and queen. I'll be damned. You know, he took that king and queen, threw it under the counter, and brought me out 4 pawns, 2 bishops, and a rook for change. It's a little story about East Orange, New Jersey.
Pull that up,
Now, November the 4th, Saturday, Bob Dylan will be singing at the Carnegie Chapel. And that should be a very eventful occasion. Bob was born in Duluth, Minnesota, but Bob, you weren't raised in Duluth, were you?
I was raised in Gallup, New Mexico.
And did you get many songs there?
Got a lot of cowboy songs there, Indian songs. Carnival songs, type vaudeville kind of stuff.
Now, where'd you get your carnival songs from?
People in the carnival.
Did you travel with it, or did you watch the carnival?
I traveled carnival when I was about 13 years old.
For how long?
For all the way up till I was 19. Every year, off and on, I joined different carnivals.
Well, now, I'd like to hear one of the kinds of music that you've been singing, and I know you've been doing quite well, and that you'll be singing at Carnegie Chapter Hall. Do you want to pick something out?
Well, I'll pick out a carnival song that I learned, I wrote there. You want to hear one of them?
I'm gonna get you, Sally girl. Sally says I'm bound to go. Sally, she ought to know. I'm gonna get you, Sally girl.
Thank you, Bob Dylan, for Sally Gal, and we'll expect you back before the end of tonight's Folk Song Festival.
That was Bob Dylan playing the harp in his early days, and I got right here. There was Bob Dylan playing the harp in his early days, and I got right here all the way from Waveland, Mississippi. RJ, who plays the harp in these days, hung around his neck just as Bob Dylan way back then. Hey, RJ, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, hey, I have with me, just to let you know, I got Slim Chance and Megan, and they're organizing a caravan with a couple of veggie buses and a flatbed truck to come down there here from San Francisco. They'll be leaving on the 20th, so they'll be listening. So this is Waveland, Mississippi. This is the new Waveland Cafe, and this is RJ, communication maestro and guitar player and harp player. So RJ, why don't you give us an update? To what's been happening around there, down there in Waveland, at the new Waveland Cafe.
Well, we've had all kinds of new tents and buildings pop up around here. First of all, we had an addition to our medical unit called the Healing Center. So now we have an allopathic clinic that is, frankly, very well staffed. We have, I believe, two or three MDs here, several RNs, and four fourth-year medical students, and then, of course, our inspiration for medical emergency-ness, Doc Stone.
Dr. Stone.
Also, we've had the new healing center as well, where there's massage and tea and all that good kind of healing energy that we like, in addition to our allopathic medicine to take the edge off of things. And also, there's a new another hangout space called the Vent Tent that seems to be a place where folks can go decompress across the street and over there in the New Waveland Woods. The Tornado Lounge is rocking. That's where we serve smoothies all day. It's a tent that we served out of during Hurricane Rita. We parked our buses so that the wind couldn't get in and knock down the tent while we were having 40 to 60 mile an hour winds for a couple days there. And we were the only relief agency not to bail out of Waveland during Hurricane Rita, even though we're looking at this monstrous behemoth out in the ocean, not too far away from us. So we keep that one going, and it's you can't walk by there in the afternoon without somebody coming out going, here, you want an apple smoothie or you want a latte smoothie? And we also have been having entertainment here at night.
Yeah, they've extended the hours that you can go in and out. Curfew doesn't start till 11 o'clock now. Is that right?
That's correct. So they've moved curfew back, which means we have people here a little later. One of the folks that's here, one of our medical students, actually. Brought a PA system with him, and we've been having shows. And one of our favorite acts has been a band largely comprised of the Virginia Highway Patrol.
Shoot!
And they've been coming in and playing lots of good old rock and roll music that we really like. Unfortunately, that round of them took off, and the new ones don't. Police came in. We were like, "Well, what instrument do you guys play? We got a you the banjo player, are you the mandolin player?" And no such luck. So we've been putting out, we've been trying to get some local folks to come in and plug into our music scene. And tomorrow's Freaky Friday, which is becoming well known as a time when we sort of let loose here at the New Waveland Cafe, get the kitchen cleaned up early, plug in the PA, play lots of music, and get funky.
And get fun. How many people are you feeding? Are you still feeding lots of people every day?
It's been slow the last couple of days, but we actually counted about 2,000 yesterday, and looked a little bit more brisk today. We don't count every day. That's just a big hassle.
Well, I have here. Hey, say hi. Say hi, Megan. Say hi, Slim. Say hi. This is RJ down in Waveland.
Hey, RJ.
And they're going to be late. Well, you tell RJ what your plans are so we can use this on the radio to make a connection. So what are you guys doing?
Well, we're heading down your way in about 2 weeks. Well, actually, 2.5 weeks. We're going on the 21st, and we have two buses that we converted to run on veggie oil. And we're actually members of circuses and sound systems and different activists and as well, and skilled persons who will be coming down. We'll definitely jam out with y'all when we get there, and we'll be bringing some music as well as other forms of entertainment, but also just a lot of good hands and a lot of strong backs and a lot of willingness to help out.
Hey, we can definitely use that. We're unfortunately losing some of the people we've had here for 3 weeks. It's a real sad moment, but we know they'll be back, and they're always there in our hearts. And the other thing that occurs to me to maybe throw out there is that our sound system is leaving tomorrow. he's got to go back to medical school. So any of your listeners have any kind of PA equipment to that they can zap down here, boy, we really need it. We'll put it to use, but it's been beautiful. The locals get up and play. It's so healing. It's so It's just so beautiful to see. You know, they get up and with this melting pot going on in our cafe at night, where there's those immigrant workers that are working for the contractors down here, and then you have some of the local folks, and then there's some of the Christian relief groups we're working with, and they're all hanging out in the same place, playing in band. You know, we're like, well, the drums up there, the people are switching off, playing different instruments, and they'll whip out a mandolin and maybe playing guitar. So it was really great. Lots of sharing music going on. So to hear that you guys are coming down to do just that, and it sounds like we have the same mission in mind.
Yeah. And there's definitely a common thread, and we're letting it flourish, and don't panic. We're keeping it organic.
Organic.
But one of the things you were mentioning was sound equipment, eh, Megan? They may have some sound equipment, or we should put that on the list.
Some of the groups involved in our coalition, and our coalition, again, is called Countercurrent.
Countercurrent.
And our website is www.c3relief.org. Some of the groups involved in that coalition are Katabatic, Spaz, and Flower Shop, all Bay Area sound systems. So we're definitely coming with speakers, we're coming with musicians, DJs, probably some turntables, instruments for people to use, and we'll also be providing music workshops, skill shares, performance, circus-based skill shares, as well as bringing like kitchen equipment, tools for rebuilding, community tool lending libraries, and lots of skilled volunteers.
Fantastic.
Okay, let's give that website again, because we do.
You just send me an email saying all that. Boy, we'll get it out on the radio station down here. And
so you got the station
sure
is going.
You're coming.
The station is going again. Radio Free Waveland is going again.
No, we have a community radio 103.5.
Oh, that's right.
A pretty good radio station.
Well, I know you still have. You're still.
We're actually becoming the New Waveland Cafe is actually. Donating and becoming a member with that station. It's community supported radio.
Well, perfect. This is all really good news, and this is getting out around the planet on Enemy Combatant Radio, Indie Media, and you still have you still have wireless down there too, so you can still go online as needed. There, is that right?
Actually, it's kind of funny. We have two internet setups now. Everybody wants to bring us internet.
Yeah, there was in fact a story in the New York Times, I think yesterday, with a picture from the internet set up at the Waveland Cafe, talking about the internet along down there at the Gulf. And well, this is a good segue. Why don't you let's clearly and succinctly say what the website is for the caravan. Say it once again.
Yeah, www.c3relief.org is where you'll find us on the web, and our phone number is 1-800-486-6862.
Okay, RJ, do you got that website, www.c3relief.org?
All right, fantastic.
So hook on that, and you'll be able to communicate.
And, of course, you can read our blog at www.newwavelandcafe.blogspot.com. And I've been told that Rob Savoy, who does the welcomehome.org site up in the Rainbow Family homepage, has actually set up a REMA website. I don't know if he ever actually put it up, but apparently Rainbow Emergency Management Assembly has its own website now.
So that's not FEMA, but REMA. So that's so go to welcomehome.org and click on REMA, and we're connecting. We're definitely, this is pretty amazing, eh?
Yeah, this
When you think about it, and I'm out at City College, and I'm going to be putting together some benefits, and harmonica and saxophone Joe and the New Orleans Jazz Vipers are going to be up here for the week on the 15th doing some benefits, and so this is all connected. This is definitely a case, hey RJ, of the whole being greater than the sum of its parts and doing more together than any of us can do on our own.
Well, we are the people we've been waiting for, aren't we?
Well, that's pretty good, I think. Anybody else around you at the moment?
Let's see. Who we got? I had to get away because of the Stones right there.
Well, let's get Stone.
All right. Okay, we'll pass it off to him. Unless he's giving some medical consultation here. Hold on. Hey, Stone, you want to be on the radio? Radio?
Hello?
Hey, Stone.
Hello. Howdy, Stone.
This is Diamond Dave here.
Hey, Diamond Dave. How you doing?
Oh, good. We're on the Enemy Combatant Radio, going around the planet at indiebay.org. And I have with me Slim Chance and Megan, and they're organizing, what do you call the caravan again?
It's called the Countercurrent Coalition.
And they got a couple of veggie buses and a flatbed truck, and they're going to be bringing stuff down, and they want to connect. So I hear that the medical facility down there, the medical unit, has expanded amazingly. It's now the Healing Center. Tell us a bit about it, Dr. Stone, the good Dr. Stone.
Yeah, I am extremely thrilled to announce that the medical center here, finally referred to as the New Waveland General Hospital, has expanded. We currently are in employment. We have volunteering with us five third and fourth year medical students who are, the fourth years are almost doctors themselves. We had arriving yesterday an excellently trained physician, Dr. McKay from California, who is right now our consulting medical director. And she has been working very hard all day long treating patients. She is precepting the students here. So the students are learning from an expert doctor. And this is also lending to me getting a little bit of time off. I've been working extremely hard here with myself and maybe one nurse, or if we were lucky, a doctor for over a month now. And suddenly out of the blue, we have all these medical students who have come, and they're enthusiastic and they're young, and they have a lot of energy, and they're working long hours, and they're just bundles of joy to have around. And fortunately, we actually have too many, and so we're actually going to start sending some out into the community to do community health awareness and, you know, visit people who aren't feeling well, who might be bedridden in their homes or in their tents and things like this. And it's a very good thing we have going on here, and everyone is volunteering, and you know, no one even considers money as part of the equation. They just see their overriding sense of compassion for humanity as being the only important thing. And I must say that we're getting so much done. We are plentifully stocked right now. We have an amazing staff, and I am one very happy man.
Well, they're going to be down. They're going to be coming down on the 21st, eh?
Yeah, we'll be heading down that right around that time.
Oh, that I'm looking forward to seeing you all. It's exciting to know that we have more people on the way down. It's certainly becoming an excellent social scene, if nothing else. On top of the relief efforts. Just interestingly enough about the medical scene, I got a call from a professor of medicine at Stanford University who actually is coming down here next week with a couple of his medical students. And so actually for a couple of days, the New Waveland General Hospital is going to be an affiliate satellite clinic, pseudo-affiliate satellite clinic, of Stanford University Medical School.
And so Stanford and Harvard, in a funny way, are going to be working together down there in Waveland, Mississippi.
who would have thunk down here in Waveland, all of a sudden we have a branch of Stanford, and we have all these amazing doctors and medical students and nurses and healers. We have healers here, people who are in touch with Reiki, and they, you know, massage and acupuncture and healing teas, and it really is an amazing thing we have going on here, and I'm proud to be part of it.
And good food, thanks to Organic Valley and the Rainbow Family, and putting out their food for the body, mind, and spirit, it sounds like to me.
Things here are going well. I thank the spirit for that. And it's been a long day, so we're all pretty tired, so I'm going to go off to bed now. I'm going to hand the phone back to RJ. And it was nice hearing from you, Diamond Dave. I hope you're all doing well.
One last question. I was wondering if there's still a great need for medical personnel, at least where you're at, because it's something that I had been hearing a lot of. But, yeah.
Well, yeah, so certainly, as of 2 days ago when we had no doctor and we had no medical students and we only had two nurses and myself, there was a tremendous need for it. Suddenly we've filled the void more so plentifully. Part of the problem is that if we lose our doctor right now, that means we're without a doctor, which means that we really get busted down on what we're able to do. our doctor here is an incredible educator, and she gives us a lot of room to work. And so because she's here, we are enabled to do things. I would say that we are still in need of doctors and nurses and EMTs. And people call me doc, but I'm an EMT. I'm in school. I'll be a doctor hopefully in another 5 or 6 years. We still need more medical people. Even if they come to our space here and they find themselves to be not so busy, we could very easily refer them to places that are in desperate need. Because, you know, we are here on the ground, and we do talk to the other clinics and facilities within, you know, a couple hundred miles radius. And so we would be able to farm people out, so to speak.
And we've just talked, and Stone, we've just talked to Felipe and Hartford Food Not Bombs and Joe and New Orleans, and they're setting up the new wave. Now they're setting up the Welcome Home Cafe in Washington Square in New Orleans. So that's going to be coming online. On Monday, they're having their grand opening. So the caravan is going to be connecting with them as well. So things are definitely happening, and the beat goes on. So, hey, Stone, really good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice also, Diamond Dave. I'll hand the phone back to RJ unless you all have any more questions.
No, I think that's it. Keep up the good work, brother. Hey, RJ.
Oh, here he is. All right, Diamond Dave.
So anyway, so they're going to be, I talked to Felipe and Hartford Food Not Bombs, and they're going to be going online. They're having their grand opening. They're putting up tents now in the Washington Square in New Orleans in the neighborhood right next to the French Quarter, and it's called Welcome Home Cafe. I think you've been talking to them too, haven't you?
I have, yes.
So anyway, it's all connected.
We're going to support that. We're going to support that any way we can. We're actually... What we need is one or the other of us needs a vehicle because we don't have a truck to actually move anything. I don't know how much we can actually help, but we will help with whatever we can. We're real low on staff because we're losing so many people this week. We're getting our heart ripped out this weekend.
Oh, I know. I know. Let's mention some of them: Leviticus and.
And Theo, Amber, and Daniel.
Oh, those were strong people from the very beginning. So yes, please give them my love. And I know that the spirit will replay because they've been working as you all have. But life goes on and the beat continues. So RJ and you, Clovis, Organic Valley, and of course Aaron Funk are still staying and the beat goes on, eh?
Of course.
So, hey, I love you guys. Keep up the good work, and we'll be checking in next Thursday. And any last words from the caravan? Oh, you got the website, right? So they'd be any needs they have, they can email you to the website, and you guys can keep it in mind, because you're raising some money too, aren't you?
Yes, we estimated that our costs for the amount of supplies we want to bring, plus backup diesel fuel that our buses will have to run on part of the way, at least while we're in the disaster relief areas where Greece won't be as available to us. We estimated that our total costs we're trying to raise are right around $20,000. So we're doing a number of different things to try to get that together.
And so any kind of needs you have, they can send to the website, right? You can email to the website.
Absolutely. And you can just email relief@c3relief.org. And we heard you say that you needed vehicles for transportation. And once we get down there and we get a chance to work with your organization, work with other people's organizations, we're going to offer the use of our two full-size Crown school buses so that you guys can do supply runs, or rather we can do supply runs for you, transport people, whatever needs to happen, however those vehicles can be used.
So you got all that, RJ?
All right. Sounds fantastic.
So we're going to link it all up. Have you seen anybody, any of the Biloxi people at the Dome?
I'm sorry?
The Biloxi, the Dome, the Burning Man people have been having that Dome at Burning Man. I mean, the Burning Man people in Biloxi. Have you heard about that?
What about them?
They're going too, I think. I'm going to try to call them next, I think.
Oh, all right, great.
So we'll link it up. So it's all linking up from here, and there'll be some benefits. And hopefully I can see you guys soon. Keep up the good work, RJ. Keep up the good work, everybody. And San Francisco is in line. Hey, Dapper Dave, do you have any last words to RJ?
Yeah, hey, RJ. We're just looking at your website, and you have a list up here. You mentioned your PA system, guitarists, electronic. Is this your want list for music? You said your PA system is leaving? Is this a want? This is your want list for musical needs?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so we were trying to figure that out, so we'll add it to it. Is there another place on your website that has a similar want list, or is it all throughout?
what you got to understand is that as much as I'd like to sit on my blog and send stuff out all day, that's not the reality of it. I get on the computer whenever I possibly can and do that kind of thing. Our wish list changes so fast. We never know what we're going to need. Like, we needed emergency. Well, somebody sent us 4 pallets of it. It's sitting in New Mexico. It'll get here probably about the time we're ready for hot chocolate, probably. So, like, we're having those kinds of problems with our wish list. We generally, like, you know, if somebody's coming, we like to get, you know, if they got about, you know, a couple days' notice and call us, then we can, you know, we can get a wish list of what we need right then, not what we needed a week ago.
Okay, so we got the web.
It's such a fluid situation. We have a lot of channels for supplies and things to come in. And really, we put out on the internet odd things that we doubt we can find around here.
All right. Well, I happen to think that maybe we should get in touch with Nashville Indie Media or something like that. Maybe we can post this up in the Nashville Indie Media site, and you'll get a whole bunch of musical supplies.
That would be fantastic. We'd like to have musicians come down and play, too, in our cafe, because, frankly, I'm the only one on the crew that can put on a show that I know of right now.
Well, it's going around
the planet. A couple locals that come and play. Our best act was a highway patrolman who was back in Virginia with his family now. So.
Well, look, this is going around the planet, and these links will be up on the site, and people can listen to our conversation anytime, 24/7, anywhere on the planet. So this is coming, and you did get the website, the supply. We'll have that. Give that again. So any wish list you have of stuff they might be able to bring down when they come down on the 21st, where it's all connected, and we'll do well. So anyway, RJ, do you have any last words for RJ and the folks in Waveland? We're coming down.
Well, we'll be heading down that way. So you know, we'll definitely keep in touch. So if there's anything sitting in New Mexico, we can grab it on our way. Any things like that, definitely keep in mind.
And also, if you get word from medical people or other skilled people from California, from Houston, Austin, anywhere along the way that we could help them out to get to you, give them a ride, etc. Or if you hear from people who have family members that are trying to get back there and just trying to get home from anywhere along the way that we could pick them up, we'd be more than happy to get them home.
Oh, fantastic.
So anyway, so this is a working radio show for sure. Hopefully that we're putting out some word and people will pick it up and onward we'll go. So hey, RJ, give my love to Theodore, give my love to Leviticus, give my love to Amber and all the folks and everybody there, and say you're there and we're with you, and there you be, as you see, and there'll be a bunch of benefits going on here, and I'm connected to City College, and they're going to be holding a benefit too, and so it's all coming together somehow. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and once again, we can do more together than any of us can do on our own. And I'll just end with the parable of the sower that Jesus said. The sower is throwing out the seeds. Says some of them fall by the on the road, nothing happens. Some by the side of the road and grow up stunted and small. But some fall on the good earth and increase 100-fold. So there you are, brother. Hey, RJ. Hey, guys. I love you all. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks.
See ya. We'll see you soon.
So they'll see you down there.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Thanks for coming, guys.
Great.
Thanks, time, Dave. We'll see you soon.
Oh, I hope so.
Love you guys.
Okay. Take care, brother. Bye. So anyway, So thanks a lot, folks. And so anyway, we kind of went around the clock there a bit. There's one more. I don't know if they'll be there. We can try it, but I don't know. That's the people in Biloxi. That's his number. That's Matthew. So let's put on a Dylan segue. This is to Bob Dylan, the very young Bob Dylan, when he's 19 years old in 1962. And there he goes. Bob Dylan, 1962. Where was that? Was that at the Gaslight? Yeah, that was Folk Singer's Choice. That was a Lonesome Wizard. That was 311, 1962. Stein. But now we're back here in 2005, and I got Slim Chance. So Slim, you've heard we've talked to a couple of places that the caravan's going to be passing through: New Orleans, the Welcome Home Cafe at Washington Square, and now Waveland. So let's wind this up a bit by telling a bit about how people can hook up with what you're doing here. So let's wind that up by letting people know this is the what caravan that's going to be leaving when?
We're the Countercurrent Coalition. We're the Countercurrent Coalition, and we'll be leaving on the 21st from the Bay Area in two buses and a flatbed truck. And if people want to get in touch with us, they can do so at relief@c3relief.org. And they can check out exactly what we're doing at www.c3relief.org. And we have some donation drop-off spots around the city in San Francisco and also in Oakland. And those are at Mama Buzz Cafe in Oakland, Nabalam Bakery, 13 Doors, which is 2422 13th Avenue in Oakland. We have Cell Space, New College of California, and the San Francisco Art Institute all have spots where people can drop off goods. And all you have to do is check out our website, and you'll see what those needs are. And as you just heard from the other folks, that those needs are constantly changing. But we'll get everything down there that we get in our hands, and hopefully it'll all be the stuff that's needed at the moment.
And what's really needed, too, is not only stuff, but people as well, as you can see in all of these spots. People are needed to lend a hand. People are moving back in. They talked about feeding 2,000 people yesterday, and these are people who are many of them whom are living in tents where their houses used to be, trying to clean up. This is where they're from. This is where they want to be. And we're saying a welcome home in Washington, in Washington Square, on the East Bank, right on the river, in Algiers, on the West Bank, in Waveland, and in Biloxi as well, and also with the native people, the Homo Nation, which is up in the bayous, I believe. So anyway, and Megan, you just checked, and there are some events going on that we want to invite people to do. This is Spaz, and if you know Spaz, you know that the circus, you know they put on a pretty good show, and they go way back and spinning those wheels and putting out a radical vision of what it's about for sure. So go ahead, Megan.
Oh, I just want to add one more thing, too, about the donation drop-off spots. For the donation drop-off spots, we have a list of the needed supplies on our website. People can check. We're actually not looking for clothes as much as we are looking for
things like tools. No, plenty of clothes. No clothes, please.
And people can check that out at www.c3relief.org. At the donation stations that Slim mentioned, such as Mama Buzz, Cell Space, New College, you can also leave cash donations for us. And that's going to be some of the greatest help that people can give is by donating cash so that we can go and get relief supplies while we're there, buy diesel fuel, buy propane to run the kitchens and cover those expenses. People can donate, go to our website. If our donation button isn't up yet, it will be soon, or you can send a check. Checks need to be made payable to our sponsor organization, which is Media Island International, a great activist organization up in Olympia, Washington.
Why don't you spell that out?
Media Island International is MEDIA. Well, it can just be Media Island, which is just Media, MEDIA. And the second word is ISLAND. And the address to send it to is
2422 13th Avenue, Oakland, California, 94606.
No donation too large or too small. And to get back to the benefits, we're asking arts and activist organizations all over the Bay Area to hold a benefit or donate the proceeds of an event in October or November that they're already doing to our work so that we can bring direct aid to the people of the Gulf Coast regions. And we're putting on our own benefit on Friday, October 14th. The Countercurrent Gulf Coast Disaster Relief Coalition is putting on an all-night party. All-night means that it starts at 10 and it goes until the music stops sometime after dawn, probably about 6. It's going to be a techno dance-oriented party, probably some breakcore, hardcore, probably some hip-hop beats in there too. And playing are Aneurysm, R-Type, Savage Rhythm, ISBN, just to name a few. For location information, people can call 415-972-2823. Again, that's 415-972-2823. And we usually release the location the day of the party so they can call Friday or Friday evening and get the location. It's an SF location, so it's in San Francisco. And we're asking $7 to $20 donation to support this work that we're trying to do. But you can give more, and no one will be turned away for lack of funds. So,
yeah, this is the real deal, no doubt. And this is old school. These people know how to put out a party and have been doing it for years. Spaz goes back, what, at least a decade now, doesn't it?
At least. Probably closer to 15 years.
That's right. That's when I first met the young Aaron. And just getting underway, a handful of people got together and changed history, herstory, and hipstery. Ed Spaz, still going on, and so good to work with you guys, transcending all past categories. We welcome all cool folk out here on the cutting edge. And in fact, so David, this is all going to, people will be able to link onto this show 24/7 as soon as we get it up. And they'll be, if you click on it, this is Diamond Dave's 12th show, I believe. And if you click on it, you'll be able to get all these links. Isn't that pretty much right, David?
Exactly.
Exactly. So tell your friends to put it out there. And this, it's like dropping a stone into a pool and the circles go out. And thanks to the magic of the internet, not only around town here, but around the planet and back, and focus all the way down to Waveland and Algiers and Biloxi, and now welcome aboard the grand opening. And we'll be talking to them Monday. We'll be doing another update Monday, and I want to invite Spaz to come back, and maybe Aaron wants to come down. We'll play some music and put this in the context next Thursday right here, and so opening Monday with the Hartford Food Not Bombs, Rainbow Family, Kid Village, and others right there in the Washington Square will be the Welcome Home Cafe. And so there we be, as you see. So feel free. And one more event I want to talk about before I do. This is the 50th anniversary of Howl. In fact, you were there, weren't you, Dapper Dave, and got the... got the audio for it at the library, the 50th anniversary of Howl, that first great reading of the spoken word at the Sixth Gallery 50 years ago.
Yeah, I did. And as a matter of fact, tonight, isn't tonight the night?
No, that's tomorrow night. I want to tell you about.
No, I mean, tonight is the actual anniversary of.
Tonight is so happy birthday.
Tonight is the 6th.
Happy birthday. Yeah. And those who are still around, Gary Snyder and Michael McClure, still on the planet. And tomorrow night, right over at New College, just down the street, our man Kush is going to be putting on a kind of a ritual, a kind of a ceremony, and he's going to be restaging the event itself, starting at 6:30 in the theater at New College. It's going to be going on. It's going to be going on tomorrow night at New College, 776 Valencia. And then after that, 777 right across street is going to be, I believe it's the 50th, 37th or 27th anniversary of New College. And there's going to be a lot of poets and there's going to be a big party. So come on down. That's going to be going on. And then David.
Yes.
And then Tuesday is by the second Tuesday I do at the Park Branch Library, and I'm going to be doing a Howl Marathon with the open mic, and that's at 7 o'clock, 1833 Page Street, Park Branch of the San Francisco Library. That's going to be going on, too. So who would have thunk it? 50 years later, we're still up for it. We're casting that wide net. Finding that common thread, letting life flourish, and saying, don't panic, we're just keeping it
organic.
That's it. And I was around then, and I'm still around now, and I'm about to go on. It was part of that lineage happening right now as we speak. Will be another outing, another inning of the C Collaborative A Arts anti-insurgency on the Bart Plaza at 16th and Mission, just down the street, an apple's throw away. So with that, I want to say, hey, folks, take it from there. Lend a hand. It would be grand. Give what you can so we can all get what we need. Let me finish with the poem. And how does it work? Well, take what you need. Give what you can, where you can, when you can, however you can. In other words, lend a hand. What's going to happen then? What happens then? What's going to be happening to the caravan going down? What's happening in Waveland? What's happening in Washington? What's happening all around you? Strangers are becoming friends. Friends, family. Family, community, and community on the move. That's the movement all the way down to New Orleans and the Gulf. Because, hey, we were brought together for a reason. And that reason is that we love one another. Brought together for a reason, and that reason is that we heal one another. Brought together for a reason, and that reason is we complete one another. Brought together for a reason, and that reason is we complement one another. Like what? Yin and yang, left and right, up and down, old and young, man and woman, rock and roll. So if not us, who? If not here, where? And if not now, when? I just want to go out quoting Scoop Nisker. He said, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. And I don't tell outside, if you don't like the radio, go out and make some of your own. Fuck, Clear Channel and all those guys. We're coming in from the bottom and from all around. This is what it's all about. I want to send out a segue to Radio Free Wayland, Waveland 89.1, Radio Free Algiers, and all the others that are coming online as we speak. Heard around the planet. Here we be. Any last words? We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Diamond Dave and Dapper Dave.
Pleasure.
Thanks, and just have everyone check out our website. It's www.c3relief.org. We know there's a lot of people out there in the San Francisco Bay Area and around the country that care a lot about what's happening in New Orleans or have relatives or who have lived there themselves. So this is a way that you can help.
Okay.
Yeah, because the only way that anything's ever going to get better on this earth is from us is just concerned people doing something.
Yeah.
The government will never do shit for us.
They don't have. Anyway, so go ahead. Hey, Dave, any last words? Let's go back to. Want to segue back to.
Well, actually, I just since tonight's Ginsburg night, I'll put on something real quick, and then right afterward, during the event over at the library the other day, they had four or five. What did they had? Neely, I can't even pronounce.
Sharon DeBaga.
Any number of different.
Sharon DeBiago. I just heard your message. It was Sharon DeBaga, Neely, Alejandro Mejia from this neighborhood was reading, and who was the other? Oh, it was Jerry Nicosia himself, the guy who put it on. We're all doing all that. And is that what you got on right now?
Oh, no, I'll put on put down your cigarette rag, and then right after that we'll play the howl.
I gotta go out and have a smoke. It's nicotine for me, but I gotta work on that for sure. We all got things to work on, and that's what I gotta work on. So see you later, brothers and sisters. Be back next Thursday, 8:30.
Put down your cigarette rag. Don't smoke. It's a $9 billion capitalist joke. Don't smoke. Smoking makes you cough. You can't sing straight. You gargle on saliva and you vomit on your plate. Don't smoke. You smoke in bed, you smoke on the hill, smoke till you're dead. You smoke in hell, don't smoke. Don't smoke. You puff your fag, you suck your butt, you choke and gag, teeth full of crud. Don't smoke. You pay your half buck for death with pack. Trust your bad luck and smoke in the sack. Don't smoke. Nicotine, it's so obscene. No smoke, dope. The official dope. Don't smoke. To 75 million in greens, what Madison Avenue gets to advertise nicotine and hook you radical brats. Don't smoke. Hoax. hoax, hoax. Don't smoke dope, 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 hoax, 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 hoax. Black magic pushes dope. Sexy chicks in cars. America loses hope and smokes and drinks in bars. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't choke, 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 choke. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. $9 billion a year. A southern industry by Senator Joe Fear, who runs the CIA. Don't smoke, dope, smoke, dope, 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 dope. Don't smoke, 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 cloak, cloak, cloak and dagger. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Smoke, 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 smoke. Smoke, 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 smoke. Dope, 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 dope. $9 billion for dope. Approved by Time and Life. America's lost hope. The president smokes his wife. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Nope, 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 nope. Hope, 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 hope. If you will get in bed and give your girlfriend head, then you won't want a fag or ever more a drag. Don't smoke, don't smoke. Hope, 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 hope. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Oh, please. Oh, please. I'm calling on my knees. Don't smoke, dope, 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 dope. The official dope. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. 24 hours in bed and give your boyfriend head. Put something in your mouth like skin, not cigarette filth. Suck tit, suck tit, suck tit, suck cock, suck cock, suck clit, suck clit, suck brick, suck brick. But don't smoke, don't smoke, 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 smoke nicotine. It's so obscene. Don't smoke nicotine, it's so obscene. Suck cock, suck brick, suck tit, suck it, suck shit. But don't smoke shit. No, 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 nope, 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 dope, 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 don't smoke their official shit. Nope, 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 nope. Make believe you're sick. Stay in bed and lick your cigarette habit greed. One day's all you need. Indeed, 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 indeed. Smoke weed, smoke weed, smoke weed. But don't smoke, 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 smoke. Don't smoke, don't smoke. Hope, 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 hope. No nicotine. Don't. It's so obscene. Smoke, hope, smoke, hope. Don't. Dope, 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 dope. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke.